The 2020 election is still 14 months away, but a campaign to repeal or protect Ohio's recently enacted power plant subsidies is in full swing. Both sides are spending millions of dollars. But what's behind the unprecedented preemptive campaign to keep the repeal off the ballot? Chances are you have seen the ads. You know the ones that say the Chinese are coming.
The Chinese government is quietly invading our American electric grid, intertwining themselves financially in our energy.
You may have gotten a flyer in the mail that warns if you sign a petition, the Chinese will capture your personal information. Observers and fact-checkers call the ads misleading. Yes, the Chinese government invests in Ohio's energy market, but so do many other foreign entities. And all that voter information is public, so the Chinese government already has access to it, if it wanted it. In a referendum fight, these types of ads usually show up in the weeks before an election, when the question is already on the ballot. Not this time. Supporters of the nuclear and coal plant subsidies don't even want it on the ballot. They've gone as far as to hire petition blockers to shadow signature gatherers and try to convince people not to sign. Longtime OSU political science professor Herb Asher says the magnitude of this campaign is unparalleled.
We've never seen anything, this kind of concerted effort to really use scare tactics to try to deter people from signing petition.
According to the Columbus tracking firm Medium Buying, after spending $9.5 million on radio and TV ads to win legislative passage of the bailout, supporters have spent nearly $3.5 million on radio and TV ads to stop the petitions. Oh, and that does not count the thousands of dollars spent on mailers and petition blockers. Medium Buying President Nick Everhart says in his two decades of political consulting around the country, he cannot remember such bold and bizarre tactics.
Ostensibly, they're waging a campaign against a ballot issue that doesn't exist, that's happening on an election cycle that's down the road. So it's almost like they're attacking, going after a ghost.
Political observers have their theories. If the issue gets on the ballot, the owner of the nuke plants, First Energy Solutions, and its supporters could spend millions of dollars on a campaign and lose. And most observers suspect general election voters next year will not look kindly on corporate bailouts. So spending a few million dollars now trying to end the campaign before it begins might be the best strategy. Another reason for the preemptive campaign comes from supporters of the subsidies. They suggest if it gets on the ballot, the nuclear plants might shut down because of investor uncertainty, giving natural gas interests behind the repeal a competitive advantage in the energy market. Carlo Laparo speaks for Ohioans for Energy Security, the group running the ads. He says the campaign is now.
If they qualify for the ballot, this issue won't be, you know, voted on this year. And if you paid attention to the House Bill 6 debate, you know, these plants, they needed the funding immediately or else they would close down. So their goal is not to have a vote on this. Their goal is not to have an extensive campaign. Their goal is to qualify for the ballot, shut down these plants so they can gain market share.
Gene Pierce speaks for Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts, the group behind the repeal effort.
I find that hard to believe, that they think that we would invest this time and this money in getting this on the ballot just to stop.
Ann Pierce says only First Energy Solutions knows if the two nuclear plants really would shut down if the question qualifies for the ballot. First Energy Solutions declined comment on the fate of the plants if the repeal question makes the ballot. And while the law is set to go into effect next month, the subsidies would not start flowing until 2021. So regardless of the ballot question, First Energy Solutions would not start collecting money from ratepayers until after the repeal is decided anyway. Medium Buying's Nicholas Everhart has another theory. He suspects political consultants are driving the campaign to, as he says, line their pockets.
This just feels much more like a consultant cash grab and, frankly, political malpractice.
Whatever the reasons behind the campaign, it has a few weeks left. The group looking to repeal the bailout has until October 21st to collect nearly 266,000 valid signatures of registered voters. Mike Thompson, WOSU News.